Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, we have our next guest on board here for this segment of Film Festival Radio Show. Her name is Michelle Stevenson, and she has a new documentary film that is currently streaming right now as we speak on ESPN+. The title of the film, short, actually, to be exact, is Black Girls Play, just in time to usher in the beginning of Black History Month here on our show. Now, this film has already been highly acclaimed. It won an award at the Tribeca Film Festival last year. It is now in contention to be on the short list for the upcoming Academy Awards season. So we don't know if it's going to be nominated yet, but it is on the Oscars short list for Best Short Documentary. Well, what is this film about? I can tell you basically here, it is about it traces the history of games that, hand games to be exact, that little Black girls such as myself, Michelle, and millions of us out here, hand games that we played and enjoyed as little girls, doing jump rope, sometimes not jump rope, but these little innocent hand games have become a great influence on music, dance, community cultural affairs and events throughout not only North America, as we are going to see with her film, but really throughout the world. So that kind of gives you a summation of what the film is about. But we're going to talk with Michelle. She's going to give us more details about her latest film short. Once again, it's titled Black Girls Play, and it is streaming right this minute on ESPN+. So as soon as this ends, go check it out. So let's take a listen with my conversation with Michelle Stevenson right now.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
I'm just great here. I'm getting all revved up with some coffee, and that's going to finish the morning for me. So anyway, thank you so much for this opportunity. And of course, we are about to talk about your new documentary film, Black Girls Play, which is streaming right now on ESPN+. So very insightful film here. So tell us about Black Girls Play and what it's all about.
Well, Black Girls Play chronicles the deep and expansive influence that the hand games that Black girls play on the playground have influenced on American popular culture, from jazz to gospel to hip-hop to the larger popular music. And so we chronicle that through looking at the games that they play, but also making really deep connections to as far back as Africa before slavery.
And so for the benefit...
But it's done in a very entertaining way. People have a lot of fun when they watch the short.
Oh, yes. And I will want to note that your short is an award-winning short, and you have you won Best Short Documentary at the Tribeca Film Festival, and now you're included on the Academy Awards shortlist for Best Short Documentary. That is even bigger, so congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much. Very, very proud of that and happy.
Oh, I can only imagine. Hard work, it definitely pays off, especially in this case here. So, okay, when you say hand games, can you describe, for the benefit maybe of people who, you know, hand games, I mean, can you describe a little bit for people who don't know exactly what it's all about?
Well, when we talk about hand games, which is something that mostly girls play, and Black girls in particular in this case, we're talking about everything from, you know, Miss Mary Mack, All Dressed in Black, that's a hand game, or Slide, Numbers, Down, Down, Baby, all of these kinds, as well as invented hand games. They're the games where sometimes two or more circles of girls come together, and they're tapping their hands, but also singing with it as well. And for us, at the center of that are some pillars of African cultural expression to do with the polyrhythm nature of the hand games. It's not very, we complicate the tapping of the hands. And then also the call and response aspect to it can be traced back to African traditions. And also there's a certain level of individuality that within a collective expression that happens, where, you know, somebody leads in the middle to express something innovative, people will copy and then try to build on that. And you see that also in hip-hop, for sure, at jazz. And so we wanted to trace that all the way back and honor the work of Kira Gaunt, who is one of the interviewees in the film. She wrote a book called The Games Black Girls Play that really connect the dots for us in a really deep way.
Now, have you noticed in the researching of the film, are hand games played more in certain regions of the country? Are they played a little differently? Maybe East Coast, like rap, East Coast, West Coast, Deep South, or what?
Well, what's interesting is you see the same game around the country. You also actually see them around the world. We have clips from Brazil, from the Dominican Republic, from Liberia that are playing the same games, but of course with their own twists. So there are definitely sort of regional particularities, but there's something about these games that form a basis that are played everywhere, so that, you know, somebody from a young girl from the Caribbean can find someone from Brooklyn, right?
Mm-hmm.
And figure out that, oh, there's a hand game that we both play together that are almost the same, that we can connect, that we can use and connect with.
That is fascinating to see, to know that around the globe that these hand games are played with, like the title says, Black Girls Play. Have you noticed, are there competitions in hand games or what?
I believe there are, but we didn't really want to focus on the competitive nature of it, even though this is a sports network. ESPN is sort of working with us to help flip the script on what sports means. And we really wanted to focus on culture and the influence of culture, the influence that play has on culture. And in this case, the influence that Black Girls Play has, and how it's really a vessel for retaining cultural expressions that under slavery were attempted to be beaten out of us, you know, that somehow, as one of our experts, Marvelline Moore, speaks, you know, you get rid of one thing, you take one thing away from us, we're gonna find a way of expressing it in a different way. And so we wanted to honor that. So there may be some competitions out there, but the film doesn't really focus on the competitive nature of the play.
This reminds me, I love watching little girls do double dutch. Jump rope. That is so artistic and fun, just watching them do so. Okay, are hand games still popular in this generation or what?
Well, I think that there is a notion that sort of these types of expressions that are, you know, that center these pillars, whether it's, you know, the polyrhythm, dance, innovation, the call and response aspects of the games have somewhat evolved. I think there is certainly an effort to pass it on from generation to generation, but there is something happening with technology and TikTok where Black girls are leading, right? And we talk about it in the film. It's a different form of hand games, a different form of musical expression that's influencing the rest of popular culture, where in some cases, you know, you see other people appropriating some of those innovations and making money out of that. So for us, it was really important to acknowledge that evolution and center the innovation of Black girls in it.
And finally, why do you think that hand games became so popular among girls rather than little Black boys?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know what the source of it is, but what I do know is there's definitely a gender dynamic on the playground, right?
Oh, yes.
In some cases, we were not allowed to play the basketball with the boys, or the soccer, or, you know, or the baseball. Those were very sort of gendered spaces. And so I think that segregation, that obstacle, became an opportunity for young girls to innovate and to express themselves and to share And in the film, there are a lot of small stories by, you know, our artists, Jamila Woods and Elena Pinderhughes, who are highlighted in the film, who can trace back to those moments where a level of sisterhood and community was felt through the hand games.
Kind of like how cornrowing the hair and hair braids was just quilting, all of that was just such a part of our culture down through
exactly.
generations. Well, again, the film is Black Girls Play. It is streaming right now as we speak on ESPN Plus, and we're going to keep our fingers crossed that you bring home that Academy Award when it's time for the honors there. So thank you for this film.
Thank you so much.
Okay, take care then. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Film Festival Radio with your host, Janice Malone. Be sure to download this and other episodes at filmfestivalradio.com.